The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. Welcome to The Big Show. Oh, man. This is going to be a really hard first topic today. Because I have some exclusive information that you probably are not aware of. And it's heartbreaking for me to have to share this information with you. According to Governor Jay Inslee, 1.5 million people in this state are about to die. Let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
Yes, I hate to break this news to you, but 1.5 million of you are about to die, according to Governor Jay Inslee. Jay Inslee had a press conference yesterday, and he was asked, this by the way, is day 810 of Jay Inslee's emergency powers. It is still an emergency. I wish you could see the red light swirling above my head to accentuate what an emergency this is. So because of the emergency, Jay Inslee does not have to abide by our state constitution. He does not have to abide by the U.S. Constitution because he is shepherding us through an emergency. But in talking about his emergency powers yesterday, in talking about how even though there are a lot of state agencies that are running very shorthanded because they've fired a bunch of employees over the vax mandate, now that we've seen that the vax mandate, I thought, was not all it was cracked up to be. But again, the governor straightened me out yesterday. But there's a soundbite that the mainstream media, or as I like to call them, the lamestream media, has buried from Jay Inslee's press conference yesterday. So he was asked about his vaccine mandate, and that is when he dropped a bombshell on 1.5 million Washingtonians.
State departments are still shortage of employees. What metric would convince you to lift the vaccine mandate for state employees?
Well, as I said, we may make some changes in the near future involving some contractors, frankly, and we're looking at that issue right now. But it's not so much a metric, it's the nature of the disease. We don't want our state employees going to the hospital or dying.
He doesn't want you to die. Now, how many of them are going to die, Jay Inslee? I mean, this is May 19th, 2022. We're more than 2 years into this. How many are going to die?
For several reasons. One, we care about them, and they do die if they don't get a vaccine.
Wow. 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 This broke my heart because I realize this is not just about state workers, but Jay Inslee yesterday dropped the bombshell that if you do not get the vaccine, you are going to die from COVID-19. Right now, there are about 1.5 million Washingtonians who are unvaccinated. So according to Jay Inslee, 1.5 million people. I mean, I love you guys. I love my listeners. And when Jay Inslee told me that you're about to die, that made me, you know what that did? That bummed me out. Bummed me out greatly to hear about that. He couldn't really have said that. Maybe I misheard him.
For several reasons. One, we care about them, and they do die if they don't get a vaccine.
Oh, man, no. That's unequivocal. You don't get the vaccine, you die. Okay, as I said, the stats are clear. About 1.5 million people in this state are unvaccinated. My question for you, this is our Dory Monson Show text line question of the day. If you are unvaccinated, I would like to know, are you still alive? Let me know either way, alive or dead. You can text me at 888-973-CHIRO. That's 888-973-5476. But that is the bombshell news dropped by our governor, that if you're unvaccinated, you die. You know what's interesting about this? I had a stat yesterday. The top three states in vaccination rate are the top three states in COVID infections this week. That's odd. It's almost like the vaccine for healthy younger people kills your natural immunity and makes you more susceptible to getting COVID. But I'm giving facts here. I don't want to be bogged down in facts and metrics. The other thing that surprised me about that soundbite that I just played is Jay Inslee, in getting to the somber news that so many of you are going to die, he also said, did you notice this part of it?
Frankly, and we're looking at that issue right now. But it's not so much a metric, it's the nature of the disease.
It's not a metric. It's not a metric? For 2 years, the data daddy has been telling us that he just follows the science. And the science delivers metrics. And the metrics will deliver all of us to truth and honesty and the American way. In fact, in just one press conference last year, this is when Jay Inslee earned the nickname that I gave him, that he is the data daddy.
Based on the data that we have now received, this is a data-driven decision. It is a decision that follows the data on the data and our compliance rates. Data, not dates, determine how we act. Depends on how the data comes in, all of our data. We will have a beginning of a look at that. Dial depends on data on when it can be opened up. And that data changes every single day. That'll be data driven. That's one data point amongst many. And I almost hesitate to show you this one because there are other data points that are not as sanguine. There are many data points, but this is just one. And you'll see the data points. It does not produce as much optimism as the one data point. These are just two of the data points we look at. We're making data-driven decisions.
Let me see if I understand this. So we've been making data or data, because he switches pronunciation every time he says it. But we're making data by the data daddy, driven measurements, and that's what's been guiding them. And then again, yesterday when he was asked about this.
Looking at that issue right now. But it's not so much a metric, it's the.
No, it's not about the metrics. What is it now, Jay? Your gut? Just can go by your gut feeling now? We're not going to have any metrics. Why should we get bogged down with science? Data, or data, is meaningless. You got people to keep out of work. You have families to financially destroy still. And if the data doesn't support you financially destroying them, well, now we find out today that it's not about the metrics. But again, if it's not about the metrics, then what is the evidence for the impending massive deaths?
For several reasons. One, we care about them. And they do die if they don't get a vaccine.
Okay. Again, what are the metrics? Oh, no, we don't go by metrics anymore. What is the data to support the unbelievable death rates that's coming to Washington State? I mean, we got nothing to support it. I'm really confused now. I don't know what to make of Jay Inslee. Could it be that he's just talking out of his, well, you know. He was on Seattle's Morning News this morning, and I believe he was talking about me at one point in his interview with Dave Ross. Although, well, here, I'll play it for you, and then we'll analyze this from our data daddy.
You know, I've had people on your radio station listen to them criticize our vaccine efforts who are no longer with us. State legislator or former state trooper.
This is not an abstraction. This is life itself. And what we have learned is that the vaccine can be very, very effective in saving life itself. I think that's
okay. So he's heard people, he was telling Dave Ross, on your radio station. Who? Which of my colleagues have been questioning your vaccine mandate? And how much sense it... Oh, wait, that's me he's talking about. It's me. So the data daddy who says that every unvaccinated person is going to die now says that it's that I am misinforming people. Well, man, I mean, against the minister of truth, Jay Inslee, who could possibly be as truthful as this man? So Jay Inslee is apparently upset with me. Jay, tell you what, let's work this out. It's been a while. Open invitation for the governor, Jay Inslee, to come back on my show. Let's talk about the vaccine. Let's talk about the sense that it makes. I'm not against the vaccine. I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I think it makes sense for certain people. I think it's ridiculous for healthy people in their 20s, 30s, and I think it's criminal for children to be vaccinated. I think it's criminal. I think that the pharmaceutical companies have colluded with sleazy globalist politicians and with a media that either has intentions that have nothing to do with the truth, or, you know, they just have a political globalist attitude as well. But this was about funneling tens of billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies. It would have made sense to vaccinate people my age. It would have made sense to vaccinate people over 50 and anybody with comorbidities. But healthy 20, 30 somethings, you know, a lot of my kids and their friends got vaccinated and now they're starting to see the scam. They're starting to see that they got played by the media, by the politicians. But if you want to go the line of the politicians, you will die if you don't follow their advice. Well, then I guess you have to do that at your own risk. But that is the big breaking news. Jay Inslee has announced that 1.5 million people in our state are about to die from COVID. I know it seems unlikely given the data, but he doesn't follow metrics anymore. Good for you, Governor. Way to fly by the seat of your pants, finally, on this issue. He's really gone off the deep end. He also, when he was talking to Dave Ross, he was talking about abortion, which is a complete non-issue in our state because our state's going to remain a choice state. But Jay Inslee just peddling absolute nonsense.
I have not heard of any Republicans who are trying to do, you know, an Oklahoma or a Texas here. Have you?
Certainly. Of course we have. And I need to get you down Olympia more often, Dave. Look, the entire Republican Party is committed to taking away a woman's right of choice across the United States, in our state and all 49 other states. This is a plank of the national party. It is a plank of the state party.
Okay, so he is just, and this is why this was leaked, because Jay Inslee, like Joe Biden, is a disaster. We have the third highest gas prices in the country in Washington because of the usurious taxes that Jay Inslee has put on your and my gasoline. We have crime that is through the roof around here. Jay Inslee can't run employment security without Nigerians stealing $1 billion from the taxpayers. The mental health system in Washington is in absolute crisis under Jay Inslee's lack of leadership. We've got thousands of people dying from fentanyl, with Jay Inslee encouraging as many drug mules who come across the wide open southern border to come up to Washington. Just on Friday, the state of Washington said they're going to start providing health insurance to illegals. costing the citizen taxpayers of this state $1 billion. Yeah, I can see why he's not going to come on my show. Because frankly, I'll destroy him if he does. And yes, I'm saying that, Governor, as a challenge to you. You used to come on my show all the time before you went off the deep end. But now you have gotten so crazed in your policies that you refuse to come on where I will challenge you on all of these things. We'll talk about crime. We'll talk about drugs. We'll talk about your phony, everybody's going to die. We'll talk about all of the nonsense that you're spewing. And I will destroy you. And I'll keep repeating that challenge. Because I'm hoping that Jay Inslee will just hear, have some pride and say, oh, no, I can still handle Munson. I'll go back on his show. I'm not going to let you filibuster, take 3 minutes to answer every question like you always do. But if you want to come on, you want to have a conversation, you want to have a good back and forth, you want to try telling me and my audience and the people of this state that the unvaccinated are going to die. I'm serious. This is one of the stupidest comments I've ever heard any politician make. And then I'm going to talk to Brandi Crews next hour, independent journalist. Brandi Crews talked to Marilyn Strickland, congresswoman, South Sound area, Tacoma area, Pierce County, former Tacoma mayor. And Marilyn Strickland, she's on this whole Jay Inslee abortion thing. They're all trying to save the party from doom because Joe Biden and the Democrats and the state legislature Democrats and Jay Inslee have been a disaster. And so they're all abortion. Jay Inslee says that Washington's going to become a pro-life state if you don't vote for Democrats. And then Marilyn Strickland, this is what she told Brandi Crews. I'm going to talk to Brandi about this next hour, but listen to this with Congresswoman Marilyn Strickland.
The idea of the Supreme Court rolling back interracial marriage to me sounds like fear mongering.
No, well, you know, maybe, you know, in your life experience, that's something that doesn't seem real to you. When my parents came to the United States and my mom and dad came from Korea, it was illegal for them to be married in my lifetime in 1964. And if you talk to some people, there are people in this country in some states who still are against interracial marriage. You think to yourself, this wouldn't happen this day and age, but you just never know what people believe and what they're willing to do.
Justice Thomas is married to a white woman.
Yes, and Justice Thomas often votes and rules on things that are against his own interests.
So, yeah, you know. I don't think that Justice Thomas would rule against something that he's actively engaged in. Do you? Let's be realistic.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me.
Really? It would not surprise you if Justice Clarence Thomas voted to repeal the rights of interracial couples to be married.
Or he could say that moving forward, they're against the law. Absolutely.
This is unbelievable. I mean, the stupidity is flying at a record rate from Democrats around here. So Marilyn Strickland says that if you don't vote for Democrats, interracial marriage is going to be illegal in America because Clarence Thomas, who's married to a white woman, will vote to ban it. I mean, this is just unfathomable stupidity that we're hearing from all sides of the Democrats today. And by the way, what Marilyn Strickland doesn't tell you, takes me about 15 seconds to explain, is that what the Supreme Court ruled on Roe Wade a couple of weeks ago, if, you know, what was leaked, is that it's a states' rights issue, which it is. There's nothing in the Constitution that would suggest that this is anything but a state issue, not federal. Interracial marriage, the Supreme Court in 1967 decided that interracial marriage is a federal issue. Because it is one of the human rights that is protected and guaranteed by our U.S. Constitution. They can't say that it's on the same level as abortion, and so they're going to ban interracial marriage. But here's what's happened. Jay Inslee, Marilyn Strickland, do I think that they're stupid? I'm not going to answer that. But they clearly believe that their constituents are stupid. Now, I don't think all Democrats are stupid. I know some really, really smart Democrats. But Jay Inslee and Marilyn Strickland, they believe that their constituents are stupid. And that's why they are pandering with everybody's about to die and interracial marriage is coming back to be banned in America. Unbelievable. It's just absolutely unbelievable. Okay, I will check the text line here as soon as we go to break. But again, our question of the day, if you are unvaccinated, I would like to know, are you still alive or are you dead? And if you're still alive, how? When Jay Inslee has assured you that you are going to die. That's 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. Let me know if you're alive or dead, if you're unvaccinated. Okay, and that is your big lead for today.
The big lead on CHIRO Radio.
I've already seen some of the text coming in. We're going to check the news for you, and then one of my coworkers was shot at yesterday. Another random act of violence that could only happen in Inslee's Washington. But wait till you hear this harrowing tale, and you will next here on the Dory Monson Show. Well, if you're listening to our show yesterday, my friend Jason Rantz told me the story about one of our coworkers who had something absolutely crazy happen. Crazy in any normal sense of the word, but in Seattle times these days, unfortunately, it's not that unusual. We're going to keep his name anonymous for reasons that will become quite apparent, but he joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Good to talk with you, coworker. Anonymous coworker.
Thanks, Dory. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me what happened. You were just hitting some golf balls yesterday morning at a place in North Seattle. Is that right?
Yeah, so it was Tuesday around Tuesday. 6 o'clock. Wrapped up with work and decided I'd just go hit a bucket of balls. Pretty quiet day out on the course. And then got back to my car, loaded up my clubs in there. So I had a missed call, so I gave my mom a call back. Probably on the phone with her for about like 10, 15 minutes or something. Then I noticed like this kind of red beat up old van pull up behind me. And mind you, I'm like pulled nose in facing the first tee. I'm like watching people tee off at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And noticed this red van pull up behind me and kind of look in my driver's side mirror just to kind of take a peek what this guy's doing, because it's kind of a packed parking lot. And you know, didn't really think anything of it at first glance. Saw him inch forward a little bit, and then I took another glance in the mirror, and I believe we made eye contact of some sort. And then all of a sudden it sounded like golf balls were hitting my car, but it turns out they were not golf balls. They were gunshots.
So this random guy gets out of his vehicle and just starts firing at you. I mean, this is crazy. And did you didn't?
He was in the driver's seat still. Looked like he was like shooting sideways almost at me, kind of a drive-by style, but he was pulled up right behind me.
Unbelievable. Okay, so you did not know at first that it was gunshots. You said you thought maybe golf balls were hitting your car. So how did you figure out it was gunfire?
Well, actually, it's pretty funny. I was on the phone with my mom. She was like, "What's going on? Are you getting hit by golf balls or what?" And I was like, I think I'm getting shot at right now. And luckily, he had pulled out. I think he fired about 6 rounds at me. I think 3 or 4 hit my vehicle. All kind of in the rear back left door. And he wow. just started shooting. He peeled out, and then I ducked and covered. Took about 5 seconds after ducking and covering, took a peek in my mirror, saw that he was gone, put the car in reverse and pulled up to the golf kind of pro shop area, and put my car in park and ran up there and told the guys working what was going on.
Well, and you said you were I know exactly where you were. I can picture where you were. You said you were nose in watching the guys on the first tee. There's also a very large putting green just off to your right there. Is it very fortunate that how crowded was it in the background behind you? Are we very lucky that people weren't yet?
Not a lot of people on the first tee at that time, given it was, you know, 6:30, sure. 6:45 at night. But there was quite a few people on the putting green area. I'd say probably, you know, 3 or 4 golfers just practicing there. But I mean, the parking lot was packed full of cars. no parking spots available around me. I think just the fact that I kind of made eye contact with him through my driver's side mirror, that must have freaked him out or something. And they must have saw me as some sort of threat, if that's even believable.
And from the type of vehicle it was and just whatever you saw, this looked like a homeless drug vagrant?
Yeah, he fit the script of that. You know, just kind of in the police report, I described him as scraggly. So just kind of like a dirty looking white guy. I gave the description of anywhere between 35 and 55. And again, I only saw him at a quick glance through my rearview mirror for about a couple seconds. And that's really the only look I got at him. The van was, you know, I think in the police report, they mentioned someone else called in. They noticed that Chevrolet van. It's just kind of beat to you know what, and yeah, got paint peeling on it and kind of got a camper top. So
were you able to identify from the bullet holes what kind of gun he was using?
A handgun. I don't know the caliber. Probably not that big of a caliber, since it didn't puncture any of the interior of my vehicle.
Okay. I got to get back to conversation with your mom. I heard that you were actually kind of excited when you had the missed call from her to call her back because you'd just gotten some good news at work.
Yeah. So I actually was off the phone with my boss and he informed me of a job promotion. And, you know, first person I called was my mom to let her know. And, you know, 10 minutes into the conversation, kind of got rudely interrupted, if you will.
Wow.
And yeah, it was pretty scary.
Okay, so when you told your mom, I can't get past this because I'm a parent and I cannot imagine one of my kids saying this on the other end of the phone. So she said, "Are you getting hit by golf balls?" And you told her, "I think I'm getting shot at?"
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's exactly what I said. And her response to that was, "What? You need to get the F out of there." And she starts screaming, telling me to get out of there. And so yeah,
luckily
that I didn't get hit at all or anything like that. So I was able to, you know, find safety up in the pro shop and take cover while I could. And luckily he peeled out of there.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So what are the police going to do with all of this?
Not quite sure. They kind of looked around the scene since the guy was shooting from his driver's side. We believe the shells landed inside of his vehicle. My car is here at my house, still with bullet holes in it, and I believe the bullets are still in my door.
That makes you like one of the toughest looking people to work at Bonneville, Seattle, though. Driving around with bullet holes in your car. You got some street cred
now. Yeah, I'm
going to
pull up in the parking lot that way.
Yeah. Jeez, it's a tough way to earn street cred. Well, I'm glad you're okay. I'm sorry this happened. I'm sorry this is what our region's devolved into, but I'm glad physically you're okay.
Yeah, totally. Thank you, Dory.
Okay, good talk with you. All my best.
You bet.
One of my co-workers at Bonneville, we're keeping his name anonymous, but he was shot at by just a random gunman in the parking lot of a golf course. This is the craziness we have to deal with in our region these days. Your thoughts? Text me, 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. Lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show. Well, I'm getting a lot of text messages, and it's starting to ease my concerns. If you're just joining us, Jay Inslee yesterday informed us that if you're unvaccinated here on May 19th, 2022, this is going to happen.
For several reasons. One, we care about them, and they do die if they don't get a vaccine.
Yeah. You know, I guess, to be perfectly honest, we're all going to die, whether we're vaccinated or not. It's just a matter of how long we have on this mortal coil. But so I was so nervous because I know some of my listeners are unvaccinated that I asked you to text in and let me know if you're alive or dead, if you're unvaccinated. And from the 360, my whole family is unvaxxed and are dun-dun-dun still alive. He just wrote dun, 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 but D-U-N, and I added the music to it. Let's see, Rick the Plumber. Dory, Nicole, it was great listening to you. Woe is me. I can see the light. Tell my kids I love them. Adios. Hey, hang in there, Rick. Maybe Jay, I know this is hard to believe, but maybe Jay Inslee is wrong. I mean, maybe, I know. Seems unlikely. Yeah, but I'm getting lots of text messages from people who claim to still be alive. One person writes, I'm still alive. If I were dead, I'd be voting Democrat. True dat. Speaking of which, I talked about how for children and young healthy people, the vaccine mandate remains just politicians and media doing the bidding of pharmaceutical companies so they could make tens of billions of dollars. We're seeing how the media is handling the trouncing the Democrats are expected to get this November, because Joe Biden has been the most disastrous president in at least 100 years. Down in Arizona, there's a gubernatorial candidate named Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake is a Republican. And the Arizona Republic, which is the biggest newspaper in Arizona, they'd been asking her for an interview. It did not go well for the newspaper reporter, because Carrie Lake is just a very solid, traditional person who wants to govern by conservative standards. Listen to how this went for the report. Thank goodness Carrie Lake's people recorded the interview, because otherwise it would never have seen the light of day.
I offered my border policy to the Arizona Republic. Your management refused to take it unless I took out the word invasion, which tells me that you guys are on the side of the cartels.
Oh, and let me give a little context. So, yes, Carrie Lake calls what's happening in Arizona and Texas and California and New Mexico an invasion of America, which it is. 2 million illegals have come across the border since Joe Biden became president. And so Carrie Lake calls it an invasion. There is no other way to phrase it. But the Arizona Republic refused to run her op-ed unless she removed the word invasion. And the Arizona Republic would not, because the media remains pro-illegality. If Democrats want to flood this country with illegal aliens in the hopes that they can get a permanent Democratic majority, then they're going to try to suppress somebody who accurately, correctly calls it an invasion.
Management refused to take it unless I took out the word invasion, which tells me that you guys are on the side of the cartels.
Well, then why did you agree to do an interview?
Because you've been pestering me.
That's true.
You've been pestering me nonstop. Because the only discussion that the Arizona Republic is interested in is a far-left discussion. And, Stacey, you've been here 10 months. You don't understand Arizona. I'm sorry to say that. I'm out with the people every day. I'm out with hundreds of people every day, thousands of people some days. They're fed up at what's happening at our border.
I appreciate
your time. We gave you one more question. You asked the question. We've given you probably, 5 or 10 minutes longer? I appreciate your time, but I'm really prepared for another hit piece from the Republic. The good news is our polling is showing that every day you guys write a hit piece on me, or every week, and it's not sticking, because the good people of Arizona, who I have a relationship with and I've had a relationship with for 27 years, are not buying the garbage that you guys are peddling.
I don't understand why you are attacking my, you know, having lived here a short period of time. This is a state of newcomers. Lots of people are from.
But I'm just saying, Stacey, you don't understand what the people of Arizona want. You don't understand the people, because you haven't had a relationship like I have for 27 years. And you're here 10 months acting like you know what the people of Arizona want when it comes to the border.
It's the people of America. They don't want to be invaded. They don't want to lose our border. You know, Congress just approved $40 billion for Ukraine so that they can maintain sovereignty and have borders. And Democrats and Republicans alike supporting that. $40 billion U.S. tax dollars going to Ukraine so Ukraine can enforce its borders. And at the same time, most of those same politicians have tried to take an eraser to the border between U.S. and Mexico and enable an invasion of our country. It's insane. And the people have had it. And people are fighting back. And this is going to be fun to watch. Okay, we'll check the news for you here at the top of the hour. And then we are going to get you into the fastest 15. Among other things, parents going nuts in this region, but not in a good way. It's not to support and defend their kids. Details coming up here on the Dory Monson Show.